过咧一场好可怕嘅战役之后咧，希西家咧重新拾获佢嘅信仰，而且尽最大嘅努力咧嚟到抵挡亚述。
The only thing that stands in their way of final victory is capturing Jerusalem.
如果亚述咧，亚述人要获取最后嘅胜利咧，必须咧先征服耶路撒冷。
To avoid a long drawn-out battle, King Sennacherib decided it's more effective to use psychological warfare via threats and intimidation.
亚述王阿基拿为了不想咧长战，又唔想呢场战役咧好长、好漫而长，咁佢决定咧采用咧心理嘅战术。
It may not seem much, but the Assyrians were masters of this warfare and was their most effective weapon.
佢希望咧透过恐吓、威胁，令到咧希西家犹太人嗰边咧好惊，咁所以咧佢哋好有信心咧呢种战术咧系佢哋可以掌握得好好嘅，而且系佢哋最有力嘅武器。
At this point, for Hezekiah, the stakes could not be any higher.
在这里希西家其实真的没什么倒住的，他的能力是很少的。
It became ever more difficult to stand his ground.
他呢，如果时间越来越坚持得越来越，他就越困难。
His faith continued to be tested and pressed even further.
他的信仰呢，再一次呢，受到考验，甚至进一步呢，去试验他。
On the surface, this verbal conflict in verses 17 through 36 may seem to be just another long repetitive speech.
在表面上看来呢，我们如果集中呢，去看，17节至36节，我们发觉他们的语言上面的冲突呢，是重复和漫长的。
But if we look carefully, the Assyrians went to great length and efforts to launch an organized, skilled, methodical, and relentless verbal assault on Hezekiah and his people.
但是如果我们仔细一点看，我们发觉呢，这个亚述人呢，是竭尽所能，对希西家的人民呢，进行了非常有组织、有计谋、有条不紊、无情的语言攻击。
His speech is delivered by a seasoned politician and negotiator Rabshakeh, who utilized highly skilled rhetoric and stylized speech.
这一场的谈判呢，是利用了一个经验非常丰富的政治家和谈判代表拉伯沙基，他呢运用了很熟练的言辞和方程式来到跟他谈判。
Everything behind his words and actions have its purpose and strategy.
他的背后每一句的说话呢，都是有一定的目的和策略的。
Today we will focus on the first half of this dialogue in verses 17 through 25.
今天呢，我们的讨论呢，就会是集中在17至25节这个前部分的对话。
Before any words are exchanged, the Assyrians are already on the offensive.
在他们未正式开始谈判之前呢，亚述人呢其实已经开始进行重攻了。
They flex their muscle with an impressive show of military power.
他们呢展示了呢他们最庞大的军力。
They sent a massive army of 200,000 soldiers and a high-level delegation, including their top three military officers.
他们派遣了一支200,000的大军和3个非常高级的军官来到进行这个代表。
In terms of rank, the three Judean counterparts were no match for the Assyrian delegates.
如果在排名方面，犹太那边的3个代表其实真的完全不是他们的对手来的。
The mere presence of such a military force was to intimidate and promote fear.
只是这支的军队和这些代表团呢，就足以呢可以恐吓到、威胁到呢有大国的了。
Also, this force strategically positioned itself at the city's most vulnerable location, where her water is mainly stored.
更加有策略的呢，就是他将这些军队呢驻守在呢耶路撒冷的储水库。
The aqueduct carried the water necessary for life into the city.
大家都知道啦，水咧系将生命咧带入去呢个城市嘅。
Now this was done intentionally to provoke fear and threatens Jerusalem's survival.
佢哋咁样做咧，就足以咧系恐吓到咧呢班犹太嘅子民佢哋嘅生存嘅机会啦。
At the start of the dialogue in verse 18, when they call for Hezekiah, the Assyrians officials did not even address him as king of Judah.
在希西家在第十八節開始對話的時候，那班亞述官員是完全沒有稱希西家為王的，完全沒有給他鹹頭他的。
They just call him Hezekiah.
他只是叫希西家。
Throughout the exchange, Hezekiah is always referred to only by his name, without any title and never as king.
每一次他叫親希西家都是直呼其名的，完全不會稱呼他為王。
While Sennacherib is never named, but always referred to as the great king or the king of Assyria.
相反，在亞述國那邊，那個亞拿基勒是完全都未稱過為王，但他就狂呼他是偉大的國王。
Now, even in our own culture, it's not too hard to understand the etiquette of addressing those in positions of authority as a sign of respect.
在我们的文化里面，我们都会是的，一个人的咸头呢，其实是代表着他的权威和他的地位。
Psychologically, this was a blatant disrespect and insult to King Hezekiah.
在心理上呢，他已经是很明显的去用心理的战术来到恐吓他，侮辱他。
Basically, it's sending a message that there's now only one king that mattersAnd he is the one in charge.
而且咧，亦都係傳達一個好清楚嘅信息。而家只有一個王嘅啫，呢個王就係亞述國王啦。
So even before the dialogue starts, the Assyrians set a hostile tone that they're here to play hardball and waste no time to launch their offensive.
淨係喺一開始嘅時候咧，呢個亞述人咧就已經確定咗咧，呢場戰爭係打硬嘅啦，而且我要速戰速決，唔要嘥任何嘅時間。
At times, don't we find ourselves being overpowered or outmatched by the enemy?
有啲時候咧，其實我哋都會覺得咧，我哋嘅敵人咧係超越我哋嘅，係可以擊敗我哋嘅。
Like, who am I?
有時我哋都會問，我係邊個啫
？What can I do?
我可以做啲乜啫
？The odds are stacked against me.
我身上有啲咩好處，有咩條件啫
？I don't have all that they have.
我人哋所有有嘅嘢我都冇噶。
Their power, their status, their fame, their skills, their training and education.
佢哋嘅力量、佢哋嘅地位、佢哋嘅名望、佢哋嘅技能、佢哋嘅教育、佢哋嘅訓練，我全部都冇噶。
What chance do I have?
我仲有啲咩機會啊
？Seems like a losing battle.
好似乎咧，睇落去咧，已經係一個輸硬嘅仗嚟㗎啦。
We must be careful that these voices of doubt and fear are from the enemy telling us that we should just give up because that is his ultimate goal.
呢啲嘅聲音咧，其實令我哋要小心，因為佢哋已經係正正話俾我哋聽，我哋係要放棄㗎啦，我哋做唔到啲乜嘢㗎啦。而呢個咧，正係我哋敵人咧最終嘅目的。
However, we need not be unsettled and give up too quickly.
我哋咧喺呢个时候，相反，我哋应该咧系静落嚟，唔好做任何嘅嘢。
We need to stand firm and still and ask God to help us.
我哋咧反而咧系要坚持，求神帮助我哋。
It's interesting that the author has devoted much attention with almost half of chapter 18 to this dialogue.
我哋会发现咧，好有趣嘅就系呢个列王记下嘅作者咧，佢用咗好大嘅篇幅，成十八章咧喺前半节咧，都系将个注意力咧放咗喺呢段对话里边。
I think it's because he believes it's important to focus on how Hezekiah's faith continued to be tested, tried, and challenged.
在这里他这样去着物其实就是要我们去知道去看到希西家的信仰怎样被挑战被考验被试验。
In the original Hebrew, the word batah for trust is repeated 7 times in the dialogue.
在希伯来的原文有个字的 batah 是对神的信任神的信心。在这里他重复了7次。
Right at the start in verse 19, Hezekiah's faith is the main focus.
在第十九節一開始就已經開始挑戰希西家的信心。
Rabshakeh said to them, Tell Hezekiah, this is what the great king, the king of Assyria says. What are you trusting in that makes you so confident.
在这里呢，他已经是拉伯沙基这个谈判家了，一开始呢就跟他说，哇，我你请他说，我们呢国王问他，我们的国王，伟大的国王问他，你现在信着什么啊，搞到你这么有信心啊。
This pivotal question of trust in the Lord becomes the central theme and issue that is at stake throughout the dialogue.
在整个的对话里面，你会发现呢，对神的信靠呢，就是一个很关键的问题，也都成为了呢，这一篇的主题。
The Assyrian strategy is to identify, undermine, and demolish all possible sources of Hezekiah's faith.So that he will surrender.
这个阿述王的政，这个阿述人呢，他的策略呢，就是要去识别，去削弱，同埋去摧毁呢，所有令到希西家有信心的来源，以致到呢，他最后呢，会投降。
The first source of trust targeted in verse 20 is Judah's claim of having a military plan and a strong army.
在二十节里面呢，他又指出了呢，希西家第一个的信心的来源呢，是来自他那支的军队和他们的军事策略。
The Assyrians completely rejected this and saw Judah was just bluffing.
他呢，其实亚述人呢，完全不相信他有这些能力，甚至呢，觉得他只不过在吹嘘作大而已。
They're saying just empty words and rhetoric will not work.Because you have nothing to back it up.
他覺得呢，你們說的只不過是一些空口講白話，你們的言辭呢，其實是沒什麼作用的，你們根本沒有東西是撐著你們的。
The truth is you are weak and lack any plan or strategy.
真正的事實就是你們根本很脆弱，你們是沒有任何的背後的支持的。
Here, Rabshakeh is attacking and questioning their power and ability.
在这里呢，他们正正是在质疑着他们的力量和他们的能力。
Who do you think you are?
你觉得你是谁啊？
You think you can succeed?
你觉得你可以成功吗？
What makes you think so?
什么叫你这样想
的？ You don't have what it takes.
你要的嘢，你乜都冇噶。
You are way above your heads.
你唔好妄想啦，唔好面上天开啦。
It's best you give up and surrender.
你最好咧都系放弃投降啦。
Isn't that what the enemy sometimes says to us?
呢啲系咪我哋嘅敌人咧，成日都会同我哋讲嘅咧
？You don't measure up.
你冇衡量过。
You're not good enough.
你根本就唔够好。
You failed before and you will fail again.
你以前失敗過，你亦都會再次失敗的。
The enemy always seeks to question and undermine our confidence and ability.
我哋嘅敵人咧，經常咧都係揾質疑我哋，甚至咧係削弱我哋咧嘅自信心同埋能力。
But we know that with God, we can do all things through Him who strengthens us.
但我哋知道，靠著那加給我哋力量嘅神咧，凡事都能做。
In verse 21, they attacked the second source of trust, Judah's alliance with Egypt.
在21节开始去攻击希西家第二个对神信心的来源，就是他有个盟友埃及。
Hezekiah was trusting in Egypt because of her vast military strength.
希西家信任这个盟友埃及，是因为埃及有一支很强大的军队。
They had many horses, chariots, and soldiers.
他们有很多马匹、战车和军队。
However, Rabshakeh ridicules any hope in man.
那于是呢，谈判家呢，就在这里嘲笑他，将这些信心摆在这个人身上。
He says, Egypt can help you.
你覺得埃及可以幫你嗎？
There's none that can help you.
他们没有东西可以做的。
Nobody's been able to stand.Before this king,
每一个人在这个王面前站得稳的。
Here we see Hezekiah was leaning upon the help of man instead of God for his strength and deliverance.
在这里我们看到希西家将他的希望摆在一个人身上，而不是摆在神身上。
Now, in our daily life, where is our source of trust, help, and strength?
在我们日常生活里面，我们的信心是来自哪里的呢？是不是我们的力量呢？
What are our horses and chariots?
我哋嘅馬匹，我哋嘅戰車又係乜嘢嚟嘅咧？喺邊度咧
？Would it be our job? How smart we are? Our friends? Our connections? Our wealth?
係咪呢啲馬匹就係我哋嘅工作、我哋嘅智慧、我哋嘅朋友、我哋同人嘅關係，定係我哋嘅財富啊
？It's so easy to trust.And worship these things.
我哋係好容易咧去相信呢一啲嘢，甚至咧去崇拜呢一啲嘅物質。
Whether we admit it or not, we worship the God of self-dependence, which is why it's so difficult for us to grow and trust in the Lord.
唔論我哋承唔承認，好多時候咧，我哋都會偏向咧信自己，將自己咧當為神咁去相信，而依正正咧係阻礙到咧我哋嘅信心嘅成長同埋對神嘅追求。
Pastor Eugene Cho says, "There ought to be, and there should be, and it could be a blessing in disguise that we go through seasons of."Utter desperation.
有個牧師都講到，應該係有嘅，甚至係一定會有嘅，就係咧，我哋有一種祝福係化妝咗嘅祝福。
So that we realize that all we can cling and hold on to is the power and presence of God in our lives.
咁呢一個祝福咧，就係要我哋經過咧好大嘅絕望，以致到我哋完全明白咧，堅持一切咧，就係神嘅力量同埋佢同我哋一齊嘅。
Psalm 33 reminds us that we are to put our hope in the Lord. He is our protector and our help, and we trust in His holy name.
在詩篇第33篇去提醒到我們，我們應該將我們的希望是放在我們的主裡面，祂是我們的保護者，是我們的幫助，我們要相信祂的聖名。
In verse 22, Rebshakeh targets the third source of trust by questioning and ridiculing Hezekiah's very faith in the Lord.
在22節開始了，這個拉伯沙基這個談判官呢，又通過呢去質疑佢挑戰希西家第三個嘅對神信心嘅來源。
You claim to trust in your God to save you.
你話你信你個神可以拯救你。
How is it that you have removed and destroyed the high places and altars?
咁點解你要去摧毀咗佢嗰啲嘅丘壇同埋祭壇啊
？And in so doing, you have offended and angered your God.
哇！你咁样做法，你真系冒犯咗、侮辱咗，甚至激嬲你嘅神啊
！The truth is that you don't really trust your God.
事实上，你根本唔系一个真正信神嘅人。
Here, Rebshakeh was referring to Hezekiah's religious reform to remove idol worship.
呢度咧，佢系讲紧咧，希西家咧系不停嘅去摧毁晒咧好多祭坛同埋丘坛嘅。
He was lying about what Hezekiah did to undermine his faith.
佢咧嘗試咧去講大話，以致咧可以削弱咧希西家嘅信仰。
Well, it was true that Hezekiah tear down only the shrines where false gods and idols were being worshipped.
係，其實希西家咧只不過係咧去摧毀咗咧好多拜偶像同埋假神嘅祭壇同埋丘壇。
But it was not true that he removed those where the Lord was worshipped.
但係唔係真嘅，因為咧希西家根本咧係冇摧毀到咧敬拜耶和華嘅祭壇，佢係講大話。
You see, half truths are dangerous because they are made to look and sound like the truth when in fact they're not.
一啲半真半假嘅事咧，其實係好危險嘅，因為咧你聽落去咧係覺得好真嘅，但係其實咧一半真一半假咧係唔係真嘅。
The enemy loves to hide and disguise his lies behind half truth to deceive and confuse us。
我哋嘅敵人咧就係咁中意隱藏，同埋咁中意掩飾一啲半真半假嘅大話嚟到欺騙我哋、迷惑我哋。
This is why, if we are not careful, it's very easy to be persuaded and misled.
所以咧，點解我哋如果一稍不小心咧，我哋就好容易咧，俾佢說服咗，同埋誤導咗。
In these circumstances, we must rely on God's wisdom and discernment.
在这些情况底下，我们是必须要依靠上帝的智慧和洞察力。
So far, the Assyrians have attacked Hezekiah's every source of trust.
来到这里，我们已经看到亚述人已经是逐一去攻破希西家信仰的来源。
You can't trust in your military.
他叫你不要信你自己的军队。
You can't trust in your political alliance.
你不可以信你的盟友埃及。
You can't even trust in your own God.
你甚至不可以信你的神。
And if we were to help you and give you 2,000 horses, you don't even have enough men to ride them.
就算现在我给2,000匹马给你，你都没有足够的人去骑啦。
You are so weak that you cannot even defeat the smallest contingent of our army.
你其实是很弱的，就算我一支很小的军队，你都没有办法打败的。
So why bother with horses and chariots from Egypt?
你做咩仲要去干扰咧？埃及嗰啲嘅战车啊、马匹啊
，They won't do you any good。
佢哋做唔到啲咩好嘢嘅咋
？Be reasonable。
哎呀，唔该你啦，合理啲啦。
Come to your senses。
唔该你啦，有啲意识啦。
The only alternative is to surrender。
你唯一嘅选择咧就系投降啦。
That is the most sensible and best thing you can do.
这个是一个最合理和最好的事你可以做的。
Save yourselves the trouble and the grief.
这样可以省却你很多的麻烦甚至是悲哀。
And if you don't believe it, check with your God.
如果你不信的话你问一下你的神吧。
Because it was your God himself who told us to march against your land and destroy you.
因为其实是你神自己叫我们来去攻击你去拆毁你摧毁你的地的。
We would never do such a thing without words from the Lord.
如果没有神的一句说话我们不会做这些事的。
So resistance is futile.
所以你这样来到抵抗简直是浪费心机啦。
Up to this point, this is the most daring attack and claim by invoking the Lord that they were sent by Him to do the job.
来到这里呢我们是见到一个最大胆的攻击就是妄称呢这个工作呢是神叫他们做的。
Oftentimes, the enemy in our lives just keeps pressing, pressing, and pressing on us.
很多时候我们的敌人就会在我们日常生活里面不停地去压抑我们压迫我们压迫我们。
Insult after insult, question after question, deception after deception.
侮辱继续侮辱质疑继续质疑然后欺骗继续欺骗。
He keeps pressing until we are confused, discouraged,And disheartened.
他会继续压迫我们直至到我们开始觉得迷惑了开始沮丧了开始没有信心了
Until we have nowhere to go, not even to God.
甚至觉得我们无路可走了就算回到神那里都不行了
And he won't stop until he gets what he wants.
他不会停下直至去得到他想得到的东西
And there's nothing he won't do, even invoking and using God's words and power.
冇乜嘢，神冇嘢会做嘅。就算你系呼喊佢嘅名字，要求佢嘅力量，佢都唔会做任何嘢噶啦。
He will keep pressing until we give in and give up。
咁呢个敌人咧，系会继续压迫我哋，直至到咧我哋让步同埋放弃。
Maybe it was a mistake after all to resist。
或者咧，如果我哋咁样继续嘅去抗拒咧，系一个错误嘅决定。
Maybe I went too far this time。
又或者我真的去得太快了，有機會是。
Maybe they're right.
可能他們真的是對的。
I don't see anything wrong with what they're saying, though.
他們說的東西好像沒什麼不妥。
Seem to make sense.
好像都挺合理。
This is exactly what the enemy wants.
這個就是我們敵人正正想聽到的。
If we are not careful, it's very easy to be sucked in.Persuaded by the cunning words and play into his hand.
如果我们不小心的话，我们就会正正中晒他的计，被他说服，被他这么狡猾的说话说服到，被他玩弄于鼓掌之中。
At the same time, it is when our faith is tested and challenged that we reveal our fears, doubts, insecurities, pride, and self dependence。
其實咧，喺同時間，當我哋嘅信心咧被考驗、被挑戰嘅時候咧，正正咧係揭示咗我哋嘅恐懼、我哋嘅疑慮、驕傲、冇安全感，同埋我哋會單單咧好想靠自己呢一種嘅問題啊。
We should also ask ourselves the same question confronted by Hezekiah。
我哋咧要好似希西家俾人壓迫嘅時候，佢問咗一條相同嘅問題。
On what are we basing this confidence of ours？
我哋究竟將我哋嘅信心咧建基喺啲乜嘢嘅事上邊咧
？On what？
喺啲乜嘢嘅上邊咧
？For even the great Hezekiah faltered in his faith。
就算我哋睇到希西家咧，佢都有信心動搖嘅時候嘅。
He was not perfect。
佢唔係完美嘅。
And neither are we。
我哋都唔係。
After having recovered from his setback, we see how his faith continued to be tested and exercised.
當我見到希西家咧點樣從佢嘅挫敗之中康復過嚟嘅時候咧，我哋可以睇到佢嘅信心再一次咧被挑戰、被考驗。
Similarly, our faith must also be tested.
我哋嘅信仰同樣係需要被經過考驗。
Our faith must be tried.
我哋嘅信仰係要被試驗嘅。
And it must be exercised.
而且亦都要去活出嚟嘅。
It is through testing that we acknowledge and learn about our doubts, fears, and sins.
透過呢啲嘅試驗，我哋學會承認咧，向神表達我哋真正嘅疑慮同埋恐懼。
That we learn to trust God no matter what people say.
我哋咧要专一嘅去信任我哋嘅神，唔好理人哋讲乜嘢。
No matter whatever opposition，
无论人哋点样反对我哋。
No matter what the enemy tries to tell us，
无论我哋敌人尝试点样同我哋讲。
No matter who the enemy is，
亦都唔好无论敌人系边一个。
No matter how hopeless，
无论系几咁嘅困难。
One of the things that most of us find our stomachs churning and revolting is the maggot.
咁啊，好多時候我哋都會有啲好多人咧，覺得個肚裏邊好似有啲嘢喐喐下啦嚇，咁咧就好似喺度焗焗焗焗咁。原來咧有一種咧叫追蟲。
Finding them in your garbage bin is enough to make you puke.
如果你喺垃圾桶咧揾到呢啲嘅追蟲咧，我包保咧你一見到你就想嘔啦。
But imagine finding them on your body.
但你想想下，如果呢種嘅追蟲喺你嘅身上發現嘅話
，In 1982, a surgeon named John Church was asked to treat someone who had been in a car accident and lain unconscious for 3 days in a ditch at the side of the road。
喺1982年，一個外科醫生咧去嘗試去幫助一個發生交通意外嘅人，佢喺路邊嘅坑渠嗰度咧昏迷咗3日。
The victim had deep cuts to his face and body, and those wounds were crawling with infestation of maggots.
咁咧喺佢个面啊、身体嘅各处咧，都系严重嘅割伤，而嗰啲伤口咧，好多嘅蛆虫咧喺度爬下爬下。
But here's the amazing thing.
但系咧，奇妙嘅事系咩咧
？When Dr. Church peeled away those maggots to examine his patients.
當這個醫生這個 church 這個 church 醫生呢嘗試拿走了這些蟲去檢查這個病人的身體的時候呢
He was astonished to discover that the wounds were so clean they had already begun to heal
他很驚訝地發現呢他的傷口很乾淨、哦、甚至呢他的傷口已經開始慢慢痊癒了、哦、
As revolting as they may be maggots can beagents of healing.
儘管咧呢啲嘅追蟲咧，令人哋覺得好得人驚、好反感，但係佢竟然咧係可以咧醫病嘅喎。
Put them on a wound and they'll eat up the diseased flesh, but leave the healthy flesh alone.
呢啲嘅追蟲咧，如果放喺個傷口上邊咧，佢會食咗你啲腐爛嘅肉，然後咧剩翻低啲健康嘅肉。
The bacteria they don't eat, they kill.With a chemical that they excrete.
有啲嘅細菌咧，佢唔食噶，但系咧佢會咧分泌一啲嘅化學物嚟到殺死呢啲細菌。
And the best part is when they crawl all over your wound, they provide the healthy flesh with a gentle and therapeutic massage.
咁咧，而係最神奇嘅地方咧，就係佢哋咧喺個傷口度爬行嘅時候咧，佢係為個傷口咧進行咗咧一啲好温和嘅按摩。
Sometimes the trials, troubles, and afflictions in our life function like maggots.
有時喺我哋生活上邊咧，好多嘅煩惱，好多嘅苦痛，正正咧就好似呢啲蛆蟲一樣。
They may be very unpleasant, but they can also be healing.
佢係睇來令人好不安，但係佢正係咧進行一啲醫治嘅過程。
We speak of them as character forming.
我哋咧稱佢為咧性格嘅塑造者。
They cause us to develop patience, endurance, perseverance.And to depend more on God.
呢一啲嘅苦難咧，正正係喺度培養緊我哋嘅耐性、我哋嘅忍耐、我哋嘅毅力同埋對神嘅信心。
And in doing so, they eat away the rotting parts of our character and leave behind healthy parts.
呢啲嘅苦難咧，就好似蛆蟲咁喺個整個過程裏邊咧，佢哋會食走我哋一啲腐爛嘅嘢，然後咧留低啲健康嘅一部分。
This is why our faith must be tested and tried to be strengthened and to grow.
所以呢正正我哋嘅信仰點解係需要呢去經歷考驗同埋試驗以至可以深化嘅。
Despite the pain and suffering from the relentless assault on his faith, Hezekiah continued to trust and hold fast to the Lord.
儘管呢班亞述人對希西家咧進行了很多嘅攻擊，好殘酷嘅攻擊，帶嚟咗佢哋好大嘅痛苦同埋恐懼。
He held his peace and was patient before the Lord.
但希西家咧繼續咧堅持對神嘅信心，佢好平安，而且咧佢喺神面前咧好有耐性。
Let us take comfort and courage that the Lord is on our side.And he is sovereign and in control.
我哋要相信一樣嘢，就係神係有主權嘅，佢可以控制嘅，以至到咧喺我哋日常嘅生活裏邊咧，我哋可以從佢嗰度得到安慰同埋勇氣。
He is always with us and will never abandon us, even though it may seem that way.
佢啊會神，我哋會同我哋一齊，無論係個情況係點，佢都唔會離開我哋。雖然睇落去，我哋覺得佢好似唔喺度咁樣。
In his darkest moments, faced with the terrible destruction of Jerusalem and his people, the prophet Jeremiah still dared to hope.
我睇耶利米喺佢面對耶路撒冷同佢百姓遭受好多困迫嘅時候，最黑暗嘅時候，耶利米仍然係紀念佢嘅主，相信佢嘅主嘅忠實嘅愛。
He remembered the faithful love of the Lord never ends.And his mercy never ceases, and great is his faithfulness.
佢好深信上帝嗰种忠实嘅爱系唔会停止嘅，佢嘅信实系伟大嘅。
He says, "The Lord is everything I will ever need."
佢话到主系我所需要嘅一切。
So I will put my hope in him.
我只会将我嘅希望摆喺佢身上。
Let us press on.
让我哋继续。
Let us fix our eyes and trust in the Lord because He is our strength, hope, and the perfecter of our faith.
让我们定睛在我们的神身上信靠祂，因为祂是我们的力量，是我们的希望，也是将我们的信心推向完美的那一位神。